Sometimes you want to laugh. For all the other times, there's this.
Connect to the Wi-Fi from next door. Cause you know it's time for the Ash Kip and Lutzy podcast. 106.9.
Wow. Thursday morning.
Heyo.
Morning.
Morning, Suze. Oh. Smarter than Suze, it's $300. You've got a build going.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What time's that? A bit
just,
later.
Just after 7 we'll do it. And I was thinking, you know how you were saying that the music, by hearing the pump-up music in between, that's making the difference.
Yes.
First time we did, we used Eminem, Lose Yourself, and then we used the If You Knew Susie song.
Yes.
I think I'll go back to the Eminem and just mix it, like have a alternate.
That's a good idea.
Help you to build and focus.
Can you Eminem's a lot better.
Can Josh just mix the doom, 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 doom with
a mashup?
I need Susie, a mashup. Surely it can be done.
Yeah.
I'll ask him.
Just with the vocals. Why do I think the last person in the studio is obviously Tim Wong C. He doesn't. No one else uses this studio.
No.
Why does he unplug the headphones? It's the most annoying thing. Every day we come in here, he walks around. Apparently he does it. I've actually confirmed. He walks around the studio and unplugs every single headset before he goes and does his job.
And he doesn't. He must have a case of OCD going on because he doesn't just do it for the headphones. He does it for
cords.
The cords. Like he pulls out all of the cords, and he doesn't just pull out all the cords. Like say, sometimes I leave my computer here. He and I just leave it on charge. He won't just take it out of the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
He'll disconnect the whole thing.
I've seen him do the ritual. It's disgusting.
Really?
He's got
an issue.
Yeah, he then comes through and puts all Glen 20 on all your desks.
Does he really?
Wow.
What does he think we're doing here?
I don't know.
Does he really? Glen 20's our desk.
Yep.
The positive is I left my iPhone in here once and he repaired it.
Oh.
Well, of course he does. What is he?
I don't know. It was like his instinct. Yeah. He just picked
they
it up.
They can do it.
Switched the screen over.
It's incredible.
Amazing.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Hey, Lutzy, you'll be interested in this. Is it the Icelandic? The Icelandic. Is that where you just went and had an awful holiday?
Yes. Yes, it is.
The president.
Iceland.
The president of Iceland. I guess they've got a president over there.
Cool.
Gudni Thorlakius.
That'd be right.
Johansson.
Yes.
He's ignited this big debate that's gone viral on social media because he was doing one of those gimmicks where he goes out and talks to the school kids.
Yes.
And they're asking him all sorts of questions. And he was saying, I support Manchester United. I don't know if he speaks in an Australian accent, but I just... yes. But he's saying he supports Manchester United. And then they asked him about his pizza preferences. And this is where school kids. And someone said, do you like pineapple on your pizza? Now, I know you and I both like pineapple on our pizza.
Yeah, I'm always...
And you're just a ham and pineapple,
yeah,
really.
That's all
like,
I
that's
have.
All you get. I yep. go like barbecue chicken, but I always yep. ask for extra pineapple.
Yep. Mm. I'll do that at a stretch, but not usually.
And they look at me like, you know, grow up, mate.
Yep.
Same way at a fancy steak restaurant yep. when I ask for tomato sauce. Or barbecue sauce if it's really fancy. Anyway, this bloke said that he would ban pineapples as a topping on a pizza if he could.
Ban it?
He'd ban
what an idiot.
Pineapples.
He's mad.
Yeah, well, this is one of those things you don't want to be a politician. Now he's had to come in and backtrack and all this type of stuff because it's just created that debate again about having pineapple on your pizza. And he's had to actually sort of say... Look. That he respects everybody's decision for what they want to have on pizzas.
What the hell? Why is it a debate? Like, why? Yeah. I don't understand why he has to even get involved. Like,
oh, it's just one of those stupid things. Like, do you put the tomato sauce in the fridge or in the cupboard?
Mm.
Fridge.
Yeah, right. Mm. Well, I don't. It's just an ongoing. He's obviously an idiot, but I mean, just getting back to the pizzas. I don't get why people have a scared of like or don't admit that they don't eat Hawaiian pizzas.
Well, the point,
I don't get it. I don't get how if we order pizzas to work here today, which you know we may do on occasion for a birthday or whatever.
Mm.
Generally, if we got 8 pizzas, one of them would be Hawaiian.
One of them would
two
be
would
vegetarian,
be vegan.
Yes, yes.
Two would be gluten free. Like you know, one would be a supreme, and you know whatever else. And the Hawaiian pizza would last 2 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what There'd annoys
one whole vegan left.
Yeah. And what annoys Lutzy is the fact that he says, I only want to eat the Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah. It's like voting for Trump.
Yeah.
No one admits to it.
Yeah. But
50% of people do it.
Everyone, obviously everyone did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Why? I don't get it. Just why don't people embrace it?
Just admit that you love Hawaiian the best.
Yes. Because it is. It's the best. It's the bestest pizza in the whole wide world.
Bestest.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the bestest, but it is. It's
what
the,
else is?
It's the.
Huh? No, so exactly the same in our family, Lutzi. I always want to get Hawaiian.
Yep. No, but I don't want to get Hawaiian. That's too boring.
Yeah, it's boring.
And then everyone eats it.
They smash it as soon as it gets there because it's delicious.
It's so nice with the pineapple.
And then you've got that useless lamb and yogurt one in the fridge.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that.
Because no one
again.
Ate it. Everyone
the
wanted to go exotic.
The chicken and camembert.
Yeah.
The prawn and pumpkin.
And your reef.
Oh, yeah, pumpkin.
And pumpkin, go on.
Yeah, get that sweet potato one again. That's a hit.
Ash, Kip and Lutzi.
Shock Jock. Shock Jock.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo, yeah, people, speak to me.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Susan, hi there, Susan. Anyway, I want the Icelandic guy.
Yes, President.
Focus, the President. Mm. Now, you put yourself in his shoes. He wants to ban pineapple on peaches because the rest of the world calls that Hawaiian. It's Hawaiian. It reminds
Hawaiian
you of Hawaii.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. He's the president of an ice rock. The best he can do is live in an ice cube. He dreams of living in Hawaii. That's what his bloody problem is.
Yeah, right.
I mean, 36 people live in that country. I mean, who cares?
You're right.
They put ice cubes on their pizza. That's their only topping.
It's not about the pineapple. Yeah, okay. That's a good point.
Where is he when he calls?
Oh, yeah. He's got the worst phone.
Hasn't he?
It was a good call, bad phone connection.
Ash, Kip and Lutzi.
Now, I've missed a couple of days of Phantom. I don't know what happened. Remember the other day I was saying that the Phantom was in the front of a stretch limousine driving with a dog next to him.
Yeah.
And in the back was a bunch of native men smoking cigarettes and drinking beer.
Mm. The Native
living
Americans?
Living the high life. I'd say they're almost, I don't,
were they
almost
African?
African.
Okay.
African, like old tribal folk.
Mm.
And with the big fat guy in the grey suit looked like, or in the purple suit that looked like Rag and Bone Man.
Right.
And today... It says there's more jungle trek ahead. Rag and Bone Man's tied up, being tied up by a native.
Ooh.
So he's done something wrong. And then it goes on to Phantom back on horseback, going through the jungle with the natives, with Rag and Bone Man tied up saying, none of this is real, none of it. It can't be. So what happened? In 3 days, they were in a stretched limo.
Yeah.
3 days ago.
Doesn't that happen
that's
just like that?
That's what you call a plot twist.
Yeah.
And you've missed out, mate. You went to the toilet right in the critical moment.
Yep.
So that's the Phantom today on page 49.
It's like that, you know, the movie with what the boys doing on their bucks night. You know, what happens in Vegas. You know,
one
second you're all in a limo, everyone's having fun.
Next thing you're Jamie Wincup. What?
Oh, jeez.
I was having another discussion last night.
What?
He cancelled his wedding after his bucks paid.
Yeah, we spoke about it.
What the hell has happened?
He's friends of ours from the Noosa
Tribe. Can you find out what happened?
Jamie Wincup and the other one that looks exactly like him,
Will Davison. Yeah, they look the same.
Because one of them I said to him, oh, congrats on Bathurst. And he goes, that was him.
And
I said, oh, you must have won the race last week then. He goes, yeah, that was me.
That's funny.
Well done.
It's like Kip and Stab.
I don't think we should. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
I think we should be talking about their wedding thing.
We were, and you brought it back up.
We were talking about Phantom.
Ash, Kip and Lutzi.
Top 5 Oscars edition on the show today after 7:30.
Oh, we green screened it up too. We have no idea what it'll look like, but it should be a bit of fun.
And I realised I have no idea what it sounded like because I was focusing so much on my visual performance. I don't remember how I sang.
Oh really?
You would have been good.
I don't know. No, I did a Sam Smith song, which just pitched it like...
Oh, yeah, that was a hard song.
...in the heavens.
Lutzi was my director, so any problems with my movement or lack thereof,
Lutzi. Well, I mean, I stepped in. I mean, it was a very entertaining day yesterday, to say the very least, watching some of the shorts of videos and just watching you two fools do yours live.
Kip and Susie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the first effort you gave, it was like you were like a concrete block.
Well, I was fine before you guys came out, but...
So you had some performance anxiety.
Yes, I did. I was fine because Maddie was recording it, but then it wasn't recorded, so I had to redo it just as you came out from recording.
Because we green screened and everything.
Yeah, whatever you did. And I froze.
Yeah, you did.
I froze.
Yeah, you
sang. I don't like it when there's a camera. I'm glad there's no cameras in here.
I've seen the final cut, Suze, and you look great.
There you go.
You got the moves.
Do the crutches get a run? Are the crutches, are they on the green
screen? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah. Just like in the movie.
Did you do one edge?
No, I didn't. I saw a Facebook comment saying that people are stoked that I'm not doing one because I squeal when I sing.
Oh, don't read those. I can't read those.
So Mitch is stepping in for me and he can squeal this week.
Well, look, in whoever's defence who wrote the Facebook comment that there's bad singing in the top five, like they're hardly detective of the year.
Yeah. Yes. Ash, Kip and Lutzy. I see Margot Robbie's now the ambassador for these new electric cars from Nissan.
Levi was trying to tell me the other day there's some type of electric car that's like one of the fastest cars that we have.
Yeah, well, the Tesla.
I'm trying to start the Tesla racing circuit. So, like, it'd be like going to V8s, but without the noise. So you could sit on your balcony on the Gold Coast at Main Beach and see this, like, as they came
as they go
past.
By.
That would be
so good. That would be actually epic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All the excitement of V8s without the car noise.
Yeah, the sound of silence.
Don't guys like the noise?
Nah.
Real men do, but not us.
Hey, but there's something weird about the photo of Margot Robbie on page 7 in the paper.
I won't have that.
No one's noticed it yet. Have a look at the photo.
Which one? The main photo?
The main photo. Yeah. You notice the
Mitchell? Pants are undone.
Her pants are completely undone. Her jeans. They remind me of like when I tried on jeans when I'd moved back from America.
No, they're not. That buckle thing is from her jacket. Her fly is still zipped up.
Her fly's up because it looks like it's just undone.
It's
like
an optical illusion.
Because that could actually trigger a trend.
Yeah.
Where chicks have their pants undone.
Hang on. You're saying, Suze, that you reckon her jeans are actually done up there?
Oh, I think her jeans are done up. I think that buckle thing that looks like
jacket.
Strap from a leather
jacket. Oh, yeah, you're right.
But it does look like they're undone.
That'd be a good trend.
If that makes it look better.
I don't know.
She looks hotter.
Well, yeah, it makes me want to buy an electric car.
Is there a car in that picture? Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
I'm smarter than... I'm smarter than Suze.
Suze is just hopping off to the soundproof booth. She's doing well, though. Up at $300 at the moment, so it's a nice target for Paige out of Kalanga. Morning, Paige.
Morning.
So, Paige, you're going to have 30 seconds on the clock. There's five questions. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time, but we generally recommend that you just have a guess at it because in the event of a tiebreaker, fastest wins, and it's pretty much always Suze that's fastest, so just get an answer out there if you can.
Okay, no worries.
And $500, $300 rather, if you win.
All right. So you ready to go, Paige?
Yeah, ready.
All right, good luck. 30 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. True or false, Beyonce is born in April?
True.
What is 6 times 7?
42.
What is the third last month of the year?
October.
Spell rhythm.
R-H-Y-T-H-E-M.
What year was Blue Tack invented? 1970 or 1980?
1970.
Stop it.
Good time. 4 seconds remaining.
All right.
This will be interesting.
We got any theme music for Susan?
Oh, that's right.
She coming in.
What's he done?
So Susan will be back Tuesday for $400 if she can take down Paige.
We've still got the If You Knew Susie music.
So no Megan Mix yet.
Not yet.
Oh, what a gal. She's not so choosy.
Is this Sinatra?
Oh, not our Susie.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh.
And someone else.
Susie is a lullabaloozy.
All right.
When Susie kisses...
No, she gets me every night. That's enough.
When Susie kisses, she takes the wind right out of your sails. So in...
All right, you ready, Suze? Okay.
I'm ready. Let's go.
30 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. True or false, Beyonce is born in April?
True.
What is 6 times 7?
42.
What is the third last month of the year?
October.
Spell rhythm.
R-Y-T-H-M.
What year was Blue Tack invented? 1970 or 1980?
1970.
Stop it.
Oh,
this is
going to
be really close, I think.
6 seconds remaining.
So who wins? Who wins?
Paige had 4 seconds, so in the event of a tiebreaker, it's yours, Suze.
Oh, geez, you're good on time. It could be critical here.
Mm.
True or false, Beyonce is born in April. Paige said...
Both said true.
Oh, you both said true, did you?
As a betting man... Yep. Not knowing, you'd have to say false, wouldn't you? You've got 11 options the other way.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point, Kip, because it was false. She's born in September.
Well, that's a very good point. I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Oh, so let's work out odds real quick.
Yeah, it's nil all. Nil all. Top of the second, 6-7 to 42. You both knew that.
Okay.
One all, top of the third. Whoa. The third last month of the year, you both knew it was October.
Took a while for both of you on that one.
Spell rhythm.
Yeah.
You both had a crack.
You both had a go, and that's
and that's where we'll leave it.
That's the good news.
How do you spell that word?
I think there's an H or something in it, isn't
there? R-H-Y-T-H-M.
You missed the H.
Oh, no.
You were going very well, Paige, and then you threw an E in there somewhere.
T-H-E-M, yeah.
Oh. And you spelled it something, at the end, you spelled it like R-Y-T-M or something like that. So that's a tough one. Rhythm's a tough one.
You spelled it like a rapper's name.
Yeah, rapper. I was going to say, that's how a rapper would spell it. Yeah.
Rhythm, there's my friend, blues.
So the score's 2-2.
Oh, is it?
Final question, 50-50. What year was Blue Tack invented?
If you don't know this, you're kidding yourself. Whatever.
Yeah. 1970 or 1980. Paige said 1970. Sue said 1970. You're both correct. And on time, Susie wins again. She wins again, Paige.
Paige.
Oh, no.
Give her a good prize.
Yeah, good prize because you went close. Dinner at one of Brisbane's newest Italian restaurants, Ristorante La Famiglia at Woolloongabba.
Beautiful. Adele's favourite joint.
Adele's favourite. Everyone's booked out for a gig. Enjoy that. Good on you, Paige.
Awesome, thank you.
So $400.
It's starting to get back there again.
You're building.
Starting to be fun again.
Yeah.
It's only fun when you're looking. Ash, Kip
and Lottie. I'm a bit tense this morning because I know I'm going to be in trouble. I think I'm going to be in trouble when I get home because I just started the day on the wrong foot. I woke up, I had my alarm goes off and I allow one snooze, so I hit the snooze.
Then. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you don't get into trouble more often. Like
what do you mean?
I just reckon when the alarm goes off, you got to get up.
It will continue going off every 5 minutes, so you can't miss it.
Yeah, but I know, but like the 5 minute, like what's going to happen in that 5 minutes?
A lot.
Well, no,
you don't get well rested in the 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's my little.
Right. I guess it is flawed.
But if I'm going to be sort of, I'll cuddle or something. So I'll get the snooze and then I'll put an arm over Amber and snuggle for a bit.
Leg over occasionally, whatever.
Okay. And then
something over.
But then once that second one comes off, I've got a leg over. Once it goes off after 9 minutes, that's it. I've got no more time.
So you've got 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
So you use that to wake up or
throw something over.
And then but then this morning. You know, it's gone off the second time, and I've rolled over, right? And once I start, I need to go, right, I'm up, I'm out, I'm gone. Mm. And I started rolling over, and then Amber rolled and put an arm over me, and I was like, what are you doing? And I got angry.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm trying to be nice. And I said, I'm trying to be nice.
What are you doing?
This is no time to be nice. I've got to get up.
My fiance.
Don't give me a reason to stay.
Did you yell at her? Did you speak to her like that?
No.
How did you say it?
Yeah.
How did you say it?
I said, what I actually said was she put an arm around and I went, no!
Did you? Are you talking to yourself or to her?
It's mostly.
No, the problem
being
is.
Angry himself. Yeah.
The problem is
up.
She finds you that damn attractive.
She can't get her arms off you.
She can't keep her hands off you.
It is a dangerous time to speak to someone. That first, 10 minutes. At that hour of the morning.
It was literally the first words I said, and I think I was. Part of the emotion was I didn't want to wake up. You know, I didn't want to have to get out.
Of course not. You're leaving a beautiful woman. Woman you're going to marry in your bed.
And I want to be getting up, but I have to.
And that question can be, I used to get the. Are you okay? Because you're sitting on the side of the bed with your hands and your head in your hands.
Yeah.
Are you okay? It's like you just feel like going. What are you fucking reckon?
Is this what's a face or someone else?
Yeah. No, this is going back.
Oh, okay. Good.
No, not in particular. I can just remember from my past that happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course not okay. Of course I don't want to be getting out of bed right now.
Yeah. I'd love to be staying here, but I've got stuff to do.
I don't mind getting up. When the alarm goes off, I would never. Is that what people do?
what do normal people do?
Some people
have. What does Cliff do when your alarm goes off? If you're in the same, bed again.
Yeah. Nothing. He just lies there.
You just turn it off and get
and
up.
And I get up and I go and get ready and then I go, okay. Then I walk past him with my
crutches.
Then
what do you do?
I go,
bye. Do you give him a kiss?
Well, I have been, but I haven't lately with the crutches because it's too
hard
to.
You've got to get back down on the bed.
It's too hard to bend down. I was giving him a kiss, but then.
You should.
Anyway.
You know what you should
do? React to the kiss.
You know what you should do?
No.
you should, as you're walking out the door, you should get your crutch and just rub it on his cheek. Yeah. Like, you know, sort of
just give a...
Just give me a... Give me a little... With the crutch.
Poke. Oh, that's funny. I've started to hug my kids with the crutch.
You hug a kid with a crutch.
It's a perfect hugging.
What are you, just sort of...
I get both crutches.
You embrace them with them.
And I embrace it. Yeah. Like Alex said something, I can't even remember what, after school. I go, oh, I'm so proud of you, and I got my crutches. Because I don't have to actually touch them.
Yeah.
It's a bit like trapping. Them, right?
Just to touch them. Then.
You were going so well.
Hey, kids.
Poor things.
Chameleonaire. This is Ryden. It's Nova 106.9, 723.
Ash, Kip and Lassie.
Top 5 Oscars edition is coming up right after news and sport.
When are the Oscars, Mitchell?
Monday
our time. Did you tell me you're going to go to a...
Yes. Are you guys
doing
that?
Jesus, you are, mate.
Sam and Mitch, I think.
I've done it before. It's pretty good.
Edge? Yeah, I'm heading along. Yeah.
We're going to the Gold Class. What?
Yeah, event cinemas. Who's doing this around the room?
I am.
And you are? Are you doing it, Sam?
Sam is.
And you're doing it, Ange?
Yeah.
And is Mitch doing it as well?
It's
you're
pretty
going
cool.
to a movie cinema... To watch the Oscars.
Yeah, I did it last year. It was awesome. You've done it too, Lutz. Yeah.
I've done it. Having said that, I've actually fallen asleep in it as well, which is also fine because you're in the big, comfy cinema seats. But
You don't get dressed up or anything like that?
No. Some people do.
I'm not getting dressed up.
I was going to say.
No, you just watch it.
But they bring around food.
But you watch it live. You watch the raw feed come through from wherever.
Yeah, but you can watch that at home on TV as well.
Yeah, but no one brings you food.
You bring food.
It's
kind of cool.
You've
got nothing to do. Sue's got nothing to do.
Yeah, but nothing to do.
They do those sliders. Yeah. They're good, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to lie there all day and watch the Oscars.
Yeah. You're talking more about the food now than you've got about the Oscars.
Yeah. Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Now, what's the weekly top five? Top five countdown!
Welcome to the Oscars edition of this week's Ash, Kip, Lutzy and Susie's Top 5 Countdown. Last year's number one. From the movie Spectre, Writings on the Wall. Music and lyric by Sam Smith, performed by Kip.
If I risk it all,
oh, here we go.
Could you break my fall? How do I live? How do I breathe when you're not here? I'm suffocating. I want to feel love run through my blood. Tell me, is this where I give it all up for you? I have to risk it all.
Singers at the wedding.
'Cause the writing's on the wall.
Oh, my
that
God.
Was good. That was good.
This year's number four. From the movie Trolls, Can't Stop the Feeling. Music and lyric by Justin Timberlake, Max Martin and Carl Johan Schuster, performed by Lutzy.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feeling good, good, creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on, all those things I should do to you. But dance, dance, dance. Ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing.
I can't stop the feeling.
So just dance.
Number 3. From the movie La La Land, Audition, The Fools Who Dream. Music by Justin Hurwitz. Lyric by Benj Bissek and Justin Paul. Performed by Mitch.
And here's to the fools who dream. Crazy as they may seem. Here's to the hearts that break. Here's to the mess we made.
Number 2. From the movie Moana, How Far I'll Go. Music and lyric by Lin-Manuel Miranda, performed by Susie.
See the light where the sky meets the sea. It calls me. No one knows how it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind.
Oh, it's inspirational.
One day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go.
And this year's number one.
From the movie La La Land, City of Stars. Music by Justin Hurwitz. Lyric by Benj Bissek and Justin Paul. Performed by Ash.
City of Stars, are you shining just for me? City of Stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? Is this the start of something wonderful? Or is this a song I don't know the words to?
Tune in next week to see if Ash can hold the top spot in Ash, Kip, Lutzy and Susie's weekly top five countdown.
Videos up.
You gotta, I don't think I've laughed as much in my life as watching you do that song.
trying to spin that hat around.
He landed back on his head. I think it's all up on the face.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Since I've had this boot on, and I wanted to give a shout out to Debbie Gilchrist, who's also got a boot on. We're forming a boot club.
Is Debbie Gilchrist any relation to Adam?
I don't know. He's
got a moon boot.
But anyway, since I've had this boot on, sorry, I'm puffed, hopping over back to my seat.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to exercise, and exercise for me is my
outlet.
It's
it?
Your.
It's my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've realised I've got to really look after myself.
Endorphins and.
Yeah, I've got to get enough sleep, and I've got to exercise. And I usually exercise for an hour a day.
Hmm. So what can you do? With the boot on?
Well, all I've been doing exercise-wise is walking around with my crutches.
Yeah,
so
your arms.
I think my arms are looking good.
No, your arms look good.
Yeah, you got some guns.
But I haven't done any aerobic stuff, so I'm finding I'm getting really, really angry. I'm not an angry person. I'm really level.
Mm.
So I kept a little angry diary yesterday, which I'll go through quickly. You tell me if it affects me.
What's an angry diary, first of all? Like, what did you do? Just like every time you blew up?
Every time my heart rate got up and I felt really angry. Like angry, not just like whatever.
Yeah. Did you really do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at a sheet of paper.
I've written it down. Yeah. So tell me if you think that these are things that I should be angry about.
Okay.
I got up yesterday morning, I couldn't find my car keys. I was really angry.
Or on your way to work, that would
work.
That's
okay. Okay, good.
It's frustrating.
Then the Story Bridge was blocked. I got really angry.
Yes. That's annoying.
Yep.
Then on the way home from the show, I let a car in and it didn't wave at me.
Oh, yeah. That makes me angry.
That's normal to get angry for that. Okay, good. Then I got home. There was all skitties in the toilet.
Oh, yeah. That makes me
Does that make you angry?
Particularly when it's me that does it. I mean, David, you're better than me. Now, that's angry. More so at work, I think, for some strange. No, both. Both.
At home, it's
really
they
bother
bad.
Me. Yeah.
Because I can't even clean it because, anyway, that's a long story. And then...
Why can't you clean it? How can that be a long story? Yeah.
Because
what, do you clean it with your foot normally?
Yeah, you've still got arms,
no, because where the scrubber was, I've only got one scrubber. Toilet.
The brush.
You can't reach it with the scrubber.
It's all the way upstairs in the upstairs toilet, and this was the downstairs toilet.
Oh, you haven't got a scrubber downstairs?
No, I haven't got
another scrubber.
Well, then that's...
another scrubber.
Lutzy's got heaps of scrubbers. He can deal.
Need to buy two more scrubbers.
They're like, you can get a scrubber for $2 and then, you've got to get another scrubber.
Not LB.
Yeah, okay, get two more scrubbers, that'll solve that problem.
Yeah,
two more scrubbers, solve a lot of problems.
Then I was watching Foxtel, Big Little Lies, and Cliff rang me to do some work for him.
Oh, that
jeez, that went angry.
What, that he rang you during a show that you were watching?
Yeah.
Can you do it now situation? Need this done by Friday? Tax time and 28th, it's all due, right?
Straight away. But anyway, I shouldn't even bring it. But the final thing was last night. Cliff does this thing.
There's a big one coming up, I can tell. Because she rubbed her eyes before she did it and she looked at the clock.
Yeah.
I said to Cliff, well, this is how it started. I said to Cliff, is there something that's a real pet hate that I do? Because I'd like to swap it for something that you do every night. So I have got off social media because I had some issues with it. And it gives me a physical reaction now. If I see social media, I feel sick. Anyway, I need to work through that. I'm sure it'll
no, it's
be
right.
good. But at the moment, it's a bit of a problem. And every night when we go to bed, the last thing that Cliff does is he gets out his phone and he looks at his Instagram account. And he watches all the stories and everything, you know, the videos and stuff. And it might be an Ash, Kip and Lutzy one or whatever. And as soon as I hear it, I don't know. And I've said to him nicely, I don't even know why I'm saying this, actually. This is going to cause a lot of problems.
Why don't you like him doing it?
Because it gives me a physical reaction.
Is it the noise?
She's trying to avoid it all.
I'm trying to avoid social media.
Yeah.
Is it the noise of the videos that's the problem?
Yes, and the noise as well.
Yeah. Well, did did he have an answer for you?
Well, yes, I said nicely, do you mind... Do you have to play that right now? When I go to bed, I have trouble getting to sleep, especially at the moment because I'm not exercising. And I didn't say it's giving me a physical reaction. I'm saying it now to everyone.
Mm.
And he said, this is the only time I've got to do it. I'm busy all day. I'm working and then I come
home. So that's his daily update.
That's his daily routine, which I'm kind of glad that it is because it means he's not on it all day. That's when he does it.
But when you said to him, I want to swap you, because I like that that angle that you go, I want to swap my one of my annoying habits.
He didn't answer
for
that.
One of your, he didn't answer.
He didn't answer. Oh. But I'm sure I've got a lot of annoying habits.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to find out. Yeah.
So is it, and hear me through here, I don't mean it in the true sense of the word, is it jealousy at that point? And I'm not saying jealousy that he's looking at chicks in bikinis. I'm presuming Cliff's looking at, he's got some pretty cool followers and that sort of stuff. Is it jealousy that... It's his time that he could be talking to you.
No, I don't want to.
I sort of feel that a little.
I don't want to talk to you.
I'm at that point, I am focused on getting to sleep.
Same here.
So it's purely just.
I have trouble getting to sleep.
Yep.
Mm.
I need to exercise a lot to get tired enough to stop my brain working to fall asleep.
Yep. And you're not getting that exercise.
I'm not getting the exercise.
So you're wound
I'm
up.
At a very high anger level.
Yep.
Mm.
It just takes this much to flip over.
Yep.
And then when this happens, it...
you're not
flipping.
He turns off the social media and he falls asleep, I swear.
That's what annoys
you. 30 seconds. Yeah. How can people fall asleep that quickly? How can they be watching social media and laughing out loud?
Yeah, so that's... and they're laughing out loud is the other point. This is the bad bit, though.
yeah.
And then you go, what? And they go, nothing.
Anyway, I don't know why I shared it.
That's annoying.
Yeah,
I reckon I've got a lot of bad habits.
I don't know.
I'm very interested to come back on Tuesday when you're back and find out if Cliff's got something to swap with you. Because I think he'll have something.
I think he'll have a lot. I'm a bit of a cow at home, especially at the moment.
It's Cliff. Hang on.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy. Previously on Nova 4005.
I'm Ashley Dangle.
I play Ashley Bradnam on the Brekkie Show. People don't realise that Kip and Lutzy's roles on the show are played by former street performers.
So me and my life partner Gary have had to embrace that there's someone else in our relationship. Of course, that's my character Kip's fake fiancée, Amber.
I think someone as dim-witted as Lutzy can be very demanding. I mean, how do you penetrate a mind like
that? KJ, he's an interesting boss.
Closing the fire stairs are there for a reason. They are there for fires. You cannot use them willy-nilly.
You know, what you're going to
It's so Tuesday morning and the guys, along with Olympic great Susan O'Neill, are wrapping up Brisbane's most popular breakfast show.
And when, like, for the actual, what do they do when she's actually giving birth? You shoot a watermelon out your butt? Like,
Morning, guys. Hello. Hey, Jake. What's doing? Guys, straight to my office. We've got a problem.
What the bloody hell's going on here?
I don't know. I thought we had a pretty strong show for Tuesday, to be honest. Anyway, I guess we're going to find out.
Take a seat, guys.
Yeah, guys, just take a seat.
Why is Kip over there with you, boss?
Yeah.
Show's over, guys. Don't call me Kip anymore. You know, we've been doing it for 10 years, bit of respect.
Come on, Graham. Does it really matter?
Guys, stop it. For God's sake, you're barely off the air and are already at each other's throats. Just pretend for a few more minutes, please.
Yeah, fair enough. Come on. What's going on?
Look, Graham wants to speak on behalf of his character, Kip. And I think it's something that we need to give some respect to.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys. You've all met my partner, Gary, a few times now.
You brought him to the staff Christmas party the last 4 years. So,
Gary thinks that Kip needs a bigger voice on the show.
Oh, come on.
He listens all the time. He doesn't like the direction we're heading in.
Come what? How is this
guys,
even relevant?
Are we going to start on this?
Here
he
now.
Who is he's this my boyfriend.
Guys,
he's
here he now.
He's pretty much the fifth Beatle. Oh. He's part of the show.
Yoko. That doesn't even make sense. Out of contact. What?
Well, Lutzy, it's funny that you're talking because he thinks that diary thing your character does.
It's hilarious.
Well, not only did it miss the mark, but he said it just wasn't funny.
I'm just reading a script for starters.
Well, Gary says it sounds
And what? He doesn't like Ash's kids.
What? What's wrong with them?
It's stupid. They all look the same. They all like footy. They all have blonde hair. What are you, the Hitler Youth? Huh? Huh? Is Ben Hennett the mum? Hey? Hey?
No.
Your kids are ridiculous. They're a disgrace.
KJ, is he serious?
Graham may have a point. Your kids are a walking cliché.
It's in the script, Graham. What do you want me to do? Yeah. Someone's got to be the flawed family guy on the men.
Well, Gary reckons one of the kids should be Asian.
What?
Asian?
We could still do it.
It's not a bad idea. That's good.
Come on, what the hell? What is he doing?
It'll bring us that Chinese market we've always been chasing.
Actually, he's right. There are billions of Chinese.
Yeah, but not in Brisbane. They're not all in Brisbane. This is ridiculous.
Anyway, all in favour of Kip's boyfriend having more of an input on the show, say aye.
Aye.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Hey, exciting news for Star Wars fans. The story.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Spin-off,
is it?
A new spin-off on Han Solo and Chewbacca and
what do you mean?
And their antics. So instead of just, because like, it's always
Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
So it's not Harrison Ford, obviously.
No, it's pre.
So who's the actor? Is it just an unknown actor, Mitchie? We got any intel
here? Yeah, I don't recognise him in the photo.
No, he's been in a couple of sort of really small films. Alden Ehrenreich, I think his name is. So no one's ever heard of him.
Mm.
All right.
He's going to be the young
Woody Harrelson on
Han
here.
Solo. Yeah, Woody Harrelson.
What, is it like a TV series or a movie?
No, it'll be movies, won't it, Mitch?
Yeah, new film coming out next May. Yeah, Woody Harrelson, he's going to be like the mentor. So you can imagine Woody Harrelson in that role. I can't wait to watch it.
Is that like Cheers?
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah,
Woody Harrelson.
White Man Can't Jump.
Great actor. Mm.
Is he? How old is he?
Woody would be... He'd have to be getting close to 50, I reckon.
Oh, he's Woody, be 50.
He'd have to be. Yeah. He's a great actor.
Mm.
So that'll be next year's situation.
Is that still George Lucas? Like, I've never seen Star Wars. I couldn't care less about it. But didn't he sell it out to J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, they wound back his involvement.
Because he was awful, wasn't he?
He was brilliant.
George Lucas.
I know he started it, but
he ruined it. He created it and ruined it.
And ruined it, yes.
Yeah, did he?
But he made money off it, though.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
When they sold the rights, Disney bought the rights of George Lucas for $4 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, wow.
And Woody Harrelson's 55, can you believe it?
Yeah. Woody Harrelson's 55.
Is he really?
And I see they've named the bloke who's going to be Chewbacca as well. You know, the big hairy thing.
Yeah, that's Dave Taylor.
No.
Dave Taylor is Chewbacca.
That's excellent. It's a Finnish basketballer, Jonas Samuto, who's...
Is that right?
Is just over 2 meters, 9 centimeters tall.
There's a great documentary, even if you're not a Star Wars fan. It's a bit like that Metallica doco that even if you don't like the band, the doco's great.
What's the name of that? Some kind of monster. Yeah.
Well, there's a Star Wars one. I don't even know the name of it, but you'll find it where it's basically goes to all the extras or featured extras that were in the original Star Wars that got no money out of it, and they still to this day live off going to those weird things that Mitch goes to. And like as the guy that played Stormtrooper 3 and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
right.
These guys still now make, that's how they get their living now.
$20 from Mitch and High Pitch Maddie.
Yeah, getting a photo of High Pitch Maddie and Mitch Lewis. That's what you're living off.
You were an Ewok once. Now look at
$20.
Best $300 I've ever spent.
Ash, Kip, and Lutzy.